support the Islamic State.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Go Puck Yourself podcast. I am here with Aqua NHL, HUD Memes, OHL Memes, and Out the Dorian.
All right, welcome, guys. It's going to be a great podcast.
This is going to be an absolutely superb podcast.
We're going to go through some stuff here, lately what's kind of been going on. We're going to talk about the Gagarin Cup, a.k.a. the Stalin Cup. We're going to do a mock draft. Yeah. Then we're going to have our Stanley Cup predictions. And then we're going to talk about Patrick Eves and then who's going to win the NHL trophies for NHL awards. We'll just start with the Gagarin Cup if you guys want to pull that up.
All right, so the Gagarin Cup is the KHL's most prized possession, as we all know. Andre Markov was Montreal's most prized possession.
No, he wasn't.
Until they fucked that up. Yeah, he was. I mean, there was Sergachev, but they fucked that up too.
Yeah, there was Subban, but they fucked that one up.
Yeah, notice how it's all defensemen.
Yeah.
Also, they had McDonagh before.
Please shut the fuck up.
Wait, can we all say what teams we support?
Yes.
Alright, I'll start. Lego Pins! Woo!
I support Ottawa, but also the Blues.
I support Montreal, but also Vegas.
I support the Hoodlums of Detroit.
We're talking about the Gagarin Cup.
The Gagarin Cup,
yeah. Did you know that Yuri Saakash won? He's an ex-Hab.
Yeah, but they hooked that up too.
Alright, let's just skip right to the mock draft.
Okay, Rasmus Dahlin's going first overall. Nobody gives a fuck about the rest of the draft.
I would disagree. Rasmus Dahlin is going to be an undrafted steal of the century by the Edmonton Oilers. But, just kidding, they'll trade him to Montreal, and then he'll trade him for a French-Canadian.
I agree. Joe Valeno.
Joe Valeno, no!
With the first overall pick in the NHL entry draft, we repeat the selection of Barry Colts, Andrei Svechnik.
Woo!
What about Filip Zadina of the Halifax Mooseheads? Or whatever fucking team he plays for.
Dina, you mean? Not Zadina.
It's Zadina, don't fucking at me.
Ooh.
Alright. Anyway, I'm just gonna run down my list real quick. Rasmus Dahlin is my first pick. Then it's Zadina, then it's Svechnikov, Kachuk, Wallstrom, Boqvist, Hughes, Smith, Valeno, and then Denisenko.
Valeno is not top 10.
You legitimately just missed the best player in the draft there, but I mean...
Hold on, can we start with who's getting Dahlin?
Okay, Montreal is getting Dahlin.
I got Buffalo. Yeah.
Montreal is getting... If Buffalo gets him, I'm going to end my life.
I'd love to see Ottawa get him.
If Buffalo gets him, they're probably just going to waste his career again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want Ottawa to get him because he'll actually develop or have a chance to develop.
Okay, who developed in Ottawa? You just kind of like you played crap hockey and like.
Eric Carlson developed in Ottawa.
Did he?
True.
Yeah.
He really.
Yeah, he lasted longer than most Habs defensive prospects. So I guess that's a thing.
Shut the fuck up!
Don't forget that Shea Weber only gets hurt once every 5 games now instead of once every. So.
Yeah.
And Max Pacioretty.
Do the Habs need to bring a cup?
You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait for the Montreal Canadiens to draft another defenseman.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, my top 10 is Dahlin first overall, Svechnikov second overall, Zadina third overall, Evan Bouchard fourth overall, Brady Kachuk fifth overall. And
bust.
It doesn't matter who the rest are.
I think, Evan Bouchard I think Kachuk's going fourth.
Evan Bouchard is a joke.
Evan Bouchard is good.
He's elite.
Well, that's because you guys don't have box seats in London, so I mean, you guys don't get that.
Oh.
Yeah, well, if I were to, like...
Oh, shit,
say,
I didn't...
Well, then again, you are at a point of vantage point, because if I were to say anybody on the Ottawa 67s were elite, I would immediately become the laughingstock of Ottawa. And that's pretty hard, because the Ottawa Senators are the laughingstock of Ottawa.
Yeah, and if you are more of a laughingstock than them, then you're a fucking corn.
What about Oliver Wallstrom, too? He looks really good.
He looked really good when he was 12, and I'm saying that in a non-pervy way.
Okay.
No homo.
Something tells me that you said that you're saying that in a very pervy way, because I know you. Actually, no, I don't, but I mean, I've known you for 3 hours, and that just sounds like something you'd say.
Isn't Wallstrom that one kid who was in that YouTube video at the Bruins game or something?
Yep. Yeah. That's why he said he looked good when he was 12. Because he actually looked like a good player when totally he was 12. Viral.
But I think Detroit will pick him up. That'd probably be a good place for him.
Honestly, I really hope Montreal gets like the third overall pick and picks like Svechnikov or Zadina. I don't care which one. And if Montreal gets Dovalino, I will legitimately throw myself out of the window.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I just opened up a mock draft thing, and it said Buffalo gets Dahlin, Ottawa gets Svechnikov, Arizona gets Zadina.
No.
Montreal gets Brady Tkachuk.
I don't want Brady Tkachuk.
No, Montreal's not getting Tkachuk. They're going to draft some Canadian Quebec schmuck.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to draft Valeno. They're going to draft, Olivier Rodrigue. Because he's more of a schmuck.
Because he's more fucking French. Yeah.
Man. Joe Valeno sounds not French. Olivier Rodrigue.
Joe Valeno lives like 5 minutes away from my house.
Okay. Okay, go over to his house, knock on his door, and say, you suck ass.
Bode Wild, first overall. All right, we're moving on.
Bodie Wild.
Bode.
Okay. It's pronounced Bodie.
No. That's the name of SpongeBob's car.
Yeah, I just did two simulations in a row. I'm going to try to win both. So that means they're going to win a lottery.
Yeah, okay, Ryan Merkley. We need to know our thoughts on Ryan Merkley. Because I've seen Merkley. Some people say okay. He goes... overall, and some people say he's 30th overall.
Well, because the thing about Ryan Merkley is, like, everyone was like, they know he's, like, an elite talent, but he sucks at winning, like, he gets angry when he loses, but then again, is that really an excuse when you play for Guelph?
Listen,
I'm used to it.
Season where they made the original finals, and then they just sucked every other third. Like, they had that one randomly good season. That one time.
Shut up. I'm probably the best one to give an opinion on Merkley. And I'll say he's overrated as hell. He can't play defense. And he tries to make the game all about him.
Okay, well, you sound like Sportsnet. Because Sportsnet has him at, like, pick, like, 30th last time I checked. One sec.
Can we say the best name in the draft, at least first round, is Jet Wu?
Oh, I agree.
Jet Wu. The best name in the draft is not Jet Wu.
Jesperi Kotkaniemi.
No, it's
It's Nando Eggenberger, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when, like, people...
fucking Japanese dish.
People thought Eggenberger was going, like, in the first round, and then he died once World Juniors came around.
Oh, wait, one good question. Will Akeel Thomas go first round?
No.
I think he will. I think
first
he will.
Round? Yeah, actually, now that I think about it.
I think he'll go first. Maybe, like, late first.
Who do you think is going to be the biggest bust of the draft?
Rasmus Dahlin. His expectations are too high.
Evan Bouchard.
I fucking hate you.
Bouchard, yeah, I agree.
No, Bouchard. You guys don't understand how good he actually is.
But he isn't good, though.
The guy is, like...
He's not elite.
I think Joel Farabee.
Evan Bouchard is elite.
He could have played the OHL, but he can't fucking skate.
Yes, he can!
No.
I think Petro Sepala is gonna go first. He's from Cuckoo in the Liga.
Okay, La Liga? Wait, did you say La Liga?
No, not La Liga. I said Liga.
Okay. Wait,
that's soccer, aka football.
That's like Spanish league. I'm thinking of the fucking Spanish soccer league in Barcelona.
Ronaldo! Alright, are we going to move on, or anyone have any final remarks?
His hair is the same as his name.
Do you want to go to Stanley Cup predictions?
Next is the Stanley Cup predictions. Who's winning the Stanley Cup?
Penguins!
Vegas!
Flyers!
Nashville.
By the way, the Flyers just got eliminated.
The Flyers.
Guys, what about the Ducks? I think the Ducks are elite.
The
Kings too.
If Vegas wins the Cup, that's
the Cowboys and Montreal are going to be Barcelona 5-8.
Just moves right to soccer. Okay. Do you guys call it soccer in Canada?
Yes, we call it soccer. Okay, we're like God. That. Except for the people that call it football. But they're gay, so I mean.
What, you want to watch some football?
You want some football?
You want a little bit of fish and chips?
Yep. British people are just gay, to be honest.
Yo, I'm gonna be serious. Kevin Ball should be a first rounder.
I'm gonna be serious. That fucking Bach guy should be too.
Yeah.
Bach. Wait, who else is not eliminated? We got the Penguins. We got Columbus and Washington, which probably end tomorrow. Maybe Caps.
Toronto and Boston.
Toronto, Boston.
Vegas. Yeah, if you check the script, we're supposed to talk about
I know a lot of Leafs fans, and I hate most of them. Did you say Alex Burmistrov?
So, Matthew Stanley Cup predictions. All seriousness, who do you think's gonna win?
Penguins.
Nashville.
Tampa.
Okay, go down the list. I'll start Nashville. ECHL, who do you think's gonna win?
Pens versus Nashville, again.
And Pens win again?
Yep.
Go fuck yourself. Kindly. Gently. Just a little tap tap.
You know what? Winnipeg.
Alright.
The Atlanta Thrashers, the Winnipeg Jets will fold. The Atlanta Thrashers will come back and they'll win again. Or not again.
Alright.
I'm retarded. Let's go to the next thing.
Alright, next thing. What the heck is
Patrick Eves. I think Dorian got that one.
Patrick Eves. Alright, Patrick Eves. So, you guys know that he was, like, diagnosed 2 games into the season with, like, some weird condition.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was before the season.
Might leave him paralyzed. Well, did you know that straight afterwards, he actually, like, tore something? Like, right when he came back.
Oh.
But anyway, the good news is that he's gonna be ready for, some playoff action with the Anaheim Ducks.
Dyke.
What do you mean, psych? I mean, the Anaheim Ducks are gonna win it all. Maybe throwback to 2007.
I'd rather throw back to 2000 and whatever year Anaheim didn't win. So basically, any year that isn't 2007.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Did you guys know that that Columbus is the only team in the NHL that hasn't won a playoff series?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to stay that way.
it probably will.
Yeah, they're playing Washington. It's just going to lose against Pittsburgh in the second round.
Can we all just agree that William Karlsson's a one-hit wonder?
No! Yeah.
He's elite! Elite!
William Karlsson is my father.
He's dude, elite. With that kind of scoring percentage, he's not elite. He's better than fucking Gretzky.
That's true.
He's
well, even Ovechkin, too, if you're looking for a pure goal scorer.
And I think that leads right into our trophy NHL award predictions. Okay. So I'll just go down the line and I'll read the players. No, wait. I'll start with Lady Bing.
William Karlsson.
Carlson's in that.
Legitimately William Karlsson. Not even lying. Like, he's actually a finalist.
No, they have finalists, too. For Lady Bing, there's Barkov, Carlson, and O'Reilly.
Barkov.
Carlson.
Barkov.
Why would they want O'Reilly to win? He ran into a Tim
Hortons. Yeah, what about the Tim Hortons the Tim Hortons drive-thru expert.
Yep.
Hey, can I get a coffee and half the store taken down?
Alright, okay. I think you got Carlson and Barkov for that.
Okay, like, legit, though. Carlson's gonna win the heart.
No, he's not a finalist.
Carlson is Jonathan Chichu 2.0.
Who the hell
yes, I agree.
Chichu!
No, William Carlson is,
shit.
William Carlson.
Jonathan Chichu 2.0.
Jordan 2-2 over everyone.
Okay, guys, let's be honest. Alex Hemsky is, for Vezina.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say
did you guys know?
No, guys Chris know Russell for Vezina. You idiot.
Alright, let's go for the Vezina. Okay. We got Connor Hallebuck, Pekka Rinne, and Andre Vasilevsky.
You sound very excited when Connor Hellebuck's name. He's like, ooh!
Oh, yeah, Connor Hellebuck and Pickering and Veselovsky.
Antiniemi.
Yes. Why? Seriously, though, why wasn't he nominated?
Like Niemi actually played, like, well at the end of the season, too. Like, when Price was hurt and Lindgren.
See, Niemi carried the Habs.
Yes. You guys are absolute idiots. You're forgetting about Scott Foster.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Scott fucking My Foster. My apologies.
Scott Foster, the next John Scott.
Scott Foster is John Scott.
In disguise.
Exposed. Okay.
I'd say Hellebuck.
Let's go Selke. Bergeron, Couturier, and Kopitar.
It's going to be Bergeron. This is the Selke.
Bergie.
It's the fucking defensive award. Of course it's going to be. Defensive forward award. It's obviously Bergeron. And if it's not, Boston fans will riot.
Riot more than Canucks fans.
Fucking destroyed the whole city war of Las Vegas.
Boston fans will riot, but no one cares because Boston's going to be destroyed anyways.
And they're gay.
Yeah. And they're gay.
All right. Yeah. Let's move to Norris.
Okay.
Unless you have anything else to say.
Okay, Hart Trophy nomination.
It's going to be McKinnon. Have those?
It will be McKinnon. It should be McKinnon.
Okay.
Hart.
We got like McKinnon, Hall, and...
McDavid. And McDavid.
Those McDavid does not deserve it. Come on.
No, I'm talking about like those should be the three finalists.
But he shouldn't be there.
McKinnon. No,
he should be a finalist, but he should not win.
I actually think McKinnon. Yeah.
McKinnon should win.
All right. I'm going to go Norris. Okay. Drew Doughty, Victor Hedman, and PK Subban.
All dumb. None of them should be there.
Doughty.
No, why is Doughty winning? Doughty didn't do
anything. Who do you think should have been up there, though?
John Carlson, John Klingberg, and PK Subban.
I agree with Klingberg.
I agree with Klingberg. I agree with Carlson. John Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
Carlson.
Not PK. No reason. It's because, like, there's... Shane Gostisbehere, he's like invisible.
Yeah,
he's everyone, and he's having such a good season.
He had such a good season. The Flyers are done. He didn't do anything in the playoffs, though. So
and then Brent Burns, like we can't really consider him, you know, because he's not a defenseman anymore. He's like
he was never a defenseman in the first place.
He's a hockey player.
He's a goalie. Come on, guys.
All right, we did Lady Bang. We'll go here. This might be one of the most controversial, maybe. Bill Masterton, Brian Boyle, Luongo, and Jordan Staal.
Luongo doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah, no. it should be Erik Karlsson.
Or Matt Murray.
That's why I don't like this trophy, because things happen to players all the time. They all, like, deserve something, not, like,
yeah. I think Boyle should win it, though, like, legitimately.
Although last year, Anderson winning it was good.
Yeah, that was worth it.
That was worth it.
But
I think Boyle should get it this year.
Boyle? No, I think Staal should get it.
I think Staal should get it, too. Because
1 month of cancer versus your kid dying.
Yeah,
but it's cancer.
Yeah, but it's your kid dying. Okay. You're only having cancer for 1 month. Your kid is going to be dead forever.
Good point. I mean, Erik Karlsson's kid died.
That's why I hate that trophy.
And his foot, like, and they took out half of his foot, and he's not even a finalist.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I didn't hear about that.
Wait, I'll say Calder, and then I got to grab a charger. So, Calder, we got Barzal, Boeser, and Keller.
Okay, it's Barzal and Besser, but I mean, Barzal's winning. Barzal is better than Matthews.
Barzal is,
Hey, Hood's back. Never mind.
A secondary assist. God.
Yeah, but if you look at his stats, he didn't get that many secondary assists. And Austin Matthews
look at his 69 stats.
Points last...
Austin Matthews, look at his stats!
I don't do that shit. Austin Matthews got 69 points last year, and Leafs fans praised him as a god. Matt Barzal got 85 points this year, and Leafs fans say he's overrated.
Yeah, but you have to remember, Leafs fans, they're Leafs fans.
Good point.
If they have anything close to a star player, they're gonna praise him like he is a god.
Or her, if we're talking about Austin Matthews.
Oh.
Her? For Matthews, I would have said Marner, but...
No, Marner's just
Matthews was a bust.
We should get Marner on this. He's the same age as...
Yo, Marcus Sorensen actually has 4 points in the playoffs so far, 3 of which are goals.
And he only played 4 games because he's a Sharks player, right?
And he was drafted by the Ottawa Senators in the 4th round.
Do you want to know who else was drafted by the Ottawa Senators in the 4th round that now plays for Vegas?
Who?
The answer is Tobias Lindberg. I hope that some of you...
He doesn't play for Vegas anymore. He's on Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, he plays for Vancouver now. I don't keep track of him anymore.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Wait, it's Pittsburgh now? I thought he played for Vancouver.
No, because this is what happened, right? Drafted by Ottawa, traded to Toronto in the FNUF trade. Then he was picked by... Wait, was he picked by...
No, he was traded to Vegas in the Calvin...
Right, traded to Vegas in the Calvin Pickard deal. Then, the Ottawa Senators and the Pittsburgh Penguins were trying to get a...
Oh, yeah, right.
The Brassard deal.
I'm thinking of Leipzig, sorry. I'm thinking of Leipzig. Right. Yeah, he went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Leipzig?
They traded Brandon Leipzig to Vancouver for, like...
Yeah, I was going to say Pittsburgh. I would have known about that.
Oh, yeah, right, Leipzig. Because I get confused with Leipzig and another guy. The guy who wants to get traded.
Leipzig and Lindberg?
No, the guy who wants to get traded on Toronto, the depth player.
Levo?
Yeah.
Josh Evo?
Josh Lievo.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Zerbrich on this list, but wasn't he the guy where he, like, was with some goalie and started, like, a hockey company?
Who?
Or Danis Zubris.
Danis Zubris.
Do you guys want some insider information on how Shemsky missed the whole season with the concussion? Because I actually know how he missed that.
How?
He brushed his teeth a little bit too hard.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
What?
Nope. No, it's not a joke. That's actually what happened.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yeah. If you look up Alashansky concussion, you can't find it because he's gotten about 13 million concussions in his career.
Fair enough.
Oh, it was Bryce Salvador.
But it's because of his teeth.
Yeah, his teeth, he had a toothache and he brushed it too hard and then it went into his brain somewhere. Actually, I'm kidding. This is all a joke. He got pranked.
Oh.
the camera's right there.
Oh, shit.
No, it's the NSA.
Yeah, that one too.
We can talk a little bit more about playoffs a little bit. I know I just finished watching the game. Pens dub 8-5 over the Flyers.
Yeah, that series had more goals than like the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I really want Columbus to beat who's it called? Washington, because my brother's a Washington fan and I don't like him.
Yeah, no, that's not what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is that you're supposed to actually move them to the second round and then eliminate them. Because if it's a first round elimination, you're like, oh, finally, at least it's something different. If it's a second round, they're just going to drink themselves to sleep for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
I
wanted them to play each other to like kind of beat each other up a little bit. I mean, we kind of beat ourselves up a little bit with the Flyers, but like, we'll probably beat Caps again in the playoffs in the second round.
In like 6 or 7.
Let's be honest. Why does Brian Elliott still have an NHL job?
Wait, he does?
Yeah.
I thought they fired him.
No, they you can't fire an NHL player.
I know,
player.
But I thought that the NHL gave them special permission because he's just that bad. Wait, isn't getting bought out of your contract basically getting fired?
Like, yeah, but you're still earning money.
Yeah.
Good point.
You're earning, like, what? A third of your contract for twice the years? And then I think you get the rest of the contract, like, when you get bought out.
Yeah.
Like, I so think is it really worth it? I mean, yeah, I guess it is.
I mean, like, buying out players in, like, NHL 18 franchise mode is, like, legit the worst thing you could do. Like, just trade them for, like, a 7th-round pick.
No, no, like, let's say if there's Craig Anderson, because, like, if you'll try out a expansion GM, a big mistake is grabbing Craig Anderson, because he's almost always there. Because yeah. They signed him to an extension, but it kicks in the year after, for some reason. So you actually technically didn't sign an extension, but you did. And that extension's too much. And so you can't trade him, even for a 7.
Yeah. Well, you could just go to, like, another overpaid play and then trade him for that, but that's just legitimately nothing.
Yeah. Does absolutely nothing.
Who just said, shut the fuck up, whenever we mention Mikhail Sergachev, Ryan McDonough, P.K. Subban, or, like, Andrei Markov,
Nathan Beaulieu. Yeah. Well, oh yeah, Beaulieu. Almost forgot.
Alexei Yemelin.
Well, Yemelin, he wasn't really a prized prospect.
I know, but we still had him. We just mentioned 6 defensemen that Montreal traded away.
So that's like a whole defensive core. Like an all-star defensive. Well, aside from Beaulieu, but he's still top 4. So like,
Beaulieu Yemelin is a solid third pair. Like, it's a solid third pair.
Beaulieu would elevate Yemelin, though, but Yemelin's good at, like, hitting and all that, so.
Yemelin's a good, like, defensive defenseman, like, physical defensive defenseman, and that would actually help Beaulieu go, like get his offensive game higher.
Yeah. Because
he knows that Yemelin would be back. Yeah. And then it would help Yemelin, like, chill. And then second pairing could be Sergachev and McDonough, which, funny thing is, I think they might actually be a pairing on Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah,
I think
they are.
And then first pairing could be Subban and Markov still, because they have all that chemistry and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, like, one of the best defensive cores in the league that you completely got rid of.
Pretty much. And, like, they're all playing now, and they're still all good.
Yeah.
And then forward core, who else did they get rid of, like, prospect-wise?
Prospect-wise?
Actually, they didn't really get rid of too much. They're planning on getting rid of...
Because they didn't have any.
Well, yeah. But goaltending, like, we could just go through... Hmm?
They got rid of Radulov and Panich now too.
30.
Yeah, I think but it was, I mean, yeah, 31. But I mean, Yemelin's like 32.
Yeah, but he was never a prospect.
Good point.
He was a prospect with Nashville.
Was he?
Yeah, because that's where he was drafted. Fun fact: Radulov. I guess you could say Galchenyuk because of all the rumors. I know he's not really a prospect, but
he was a prospect.
He was.
He drafted him 3rd overall.
Yeah. Wait, 3rd?
Yep.
No.
Yep. Here, I'll look it up right now.
I'm doing that right now, too.
Yeah, you guys talk shit with the Habs. I don't know shit about the Habs.
They traded away most of their defensive core. For no reason.
He was drafted 3rd overall by the Canadiens in 2012 NHL entry draft.
Jesus.
$4.9 million.
I mean, 51 points is good, but it's not 3rd overall good. Then again, 51 points when playing a position you're not really used to.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a center, and he played on the wing the whole year, and they moved his, and they moved him around more than everyone.
Also, like, Now that we're talking about, like, depth players and, like, I just called Galchenyuk a depth player, but depth players and, like, prospects, like, Tampa Bay's prospect pool is just...
Yo, Tampa Bay is stacked in general. And don't forget Vegas, they've still got Cody Glass, Nick Suzuki.
That's not Tampa.
Brännström?
That's...
Yeah, but we're... Vegas. I know, I said Vegas.
Oh.
Because... Vegas has hit God tier, anyway.
Well, like, they surprisingly hit God.
Yes.
Like, no one could have expected this beforehand.
No, except for the people that said that... Because, like, I like how, like, before this season started, people were like, Vegas is gonna get, like, last. Like, the expansion draft needs to get, like, better because they didn't get anyone good except for Fleury and Neal, and they're just gonna be a bad team all year. And then at the end, people were like, Vegas is too good. The the
expansion draft is rigged. Draft
is rigged.
Like, it's beautiful. But
And then those same people go and do their playoff predictions and just say that Vegas is going to get swept round one. It's so funny how
I said that Vegas was going to lose in seven. Because think about it, they have home ice advantage. And we already know how great they are at home. So that's a minimum of like three games at home, and I was just hoping that they would lose the last.
Now people are gonna jinx them though. They're gonna be like, oh, now Vegas is gonna win.
They're gonna win everything.
Whatever, and then they'll lose to the Sharks.
To be honest, I think the Sharks versus Vegas is probably gonna be the best second round series. Except maybe Washington.
Yeah.
Like,
Penn's case, depends on that story goes.
Nashville and Winnipeg is going to be eh. Because, like, I don't think that the teams match up at all.
Well, Boston and Tampa.
Like, they're both really good teams. Boston, Tampa.
If it's Boston.
Wait.
But there's no real underdog this year. Like, the only team with, like, that didn't have home ice advantage in the first round that won this year is San Jose, and they didn't have home ice advantage by 1 point in the first place, so I mean...
Also, wait, let me just say this, like, real straight. Anthony Cirelli of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Holy crap. You know, he was drafted in the third round in 2015, and he was playing for... I think he played for Erie last, but he played on another team, I forget...
I don't remember who it was, Oshawa. But I remember him playing for Erie and, like, scoring a whole bunch of goals in last year.
Yeah, Oshawa. Anthony Cirelli's been tearing it up.
I always kind of liked him, because he always did good in franchise.
Yeah.
I 11 like points. They do good for me in franchise mode.
11 points in 18 games, I believe.
Yeah, that's...
I forget if he played for Erie.
For, like, yeah. First season, like... Jeez. Yeah, I was not expecting that because...
They got him from Oshawa, right? He played for them for a year and then was going to move up to Syracuse but didn't play any games. I think he had 30 points in 25 games for Erie and then had 34 points in 26 games for Oshawa, so not bad.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, because, like, fuck, Tampa's too stacked. Because, like, the prospect pool, right? You think of, like, their in-house prospect pool, like their AHL team and their NHL team. That's already pretty damn good.
They have, like, Cirelli, Yanni Gourde.
I mean, point. Can't forget about him.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget that Stamkos and Kuch aren't even that old. Like, Stamkos is, like, 27 or 28, and Kucherov's, like, 25 or 26.
Yeah,
people sleep on Stamkos because he's been injured so much.
Too,
I mean, from well,
or they're like just in their prime.
Jesus Christ!
Like Tampa's gonna be good for like a while unless they mess.
I kind of hope Tampa. Yeah. They really deserve a cup, honestly, because they've been to the finals so many times. They went to the finals of Chicago. They went to the third round. Played us twice or whatever.
Wait, who?
Tampa.
Yeah, they deserve it. I mean,
I think they definitely do because they made some great decisions, at least like management.
Well,
the Stamkos and Kucherov deals are so good too.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, I'm just
like,
looking.
Steve Yzerman is like one of the best, like the most underrated GM in the league.
Just remember, yeah. Detroit had him and was going to be their next like GM.
Oh, I saw this in a urinating tree video.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they they said no.
Pecorine is too good right now.
So let me just say, just listen, alright? Tampa, goaltending prospects, they have Connor Ingram, who's still expected to be around a starter. Like, I mean, he could back up Vasilevsky for a few years, and then, of course, have to be traded away, but that's still insane. And just remember, they got rid of, what, two prospects? In the Nemesnikov
McDonough
deal. And they're still not hurt. They have Cal Foote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Yo, if Tampa Bay, like, won the draft lottery last year and got Hischier, or Jesus. Patrick, doesn't even matter who, like, imagine, like, they Like even though they were at the very bottom, imagine if they actually won it.
Yeah. And then they also have Chernak, who's supposed to be decent. Or Saranac, I forget how you pronounce it.
Nobody actually knows how to pronounce it.
Taylor Radish.
Oh yes. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Alexander Volkov, he's supposed to be a decent prospect.
Radish played for Erie too.
Boris Kachuk is lighting the OHL on fire.
Darren Radish was like the OHL Defenseman of the Year last year. He's a Tampa Bay prospect, right?
Defenseman of the Year?
Like Darren Radish? No, there's Taylor. Taylor Radish and there's Darren Radish too.
Darren is on Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least he was. I don't know.
He was? Because he was undrafted and I thought that Tampa was going to sign him.
But they didn't.
But they didn't, okay.
I think Radish is playing for
the Rockford IceHog.
Yeah, he is. Or at least I don't know. Yeah, he played 66 games, having 22 points, which is pretty good for a defenseman in his first year. Yeah,
it's pretty decent.
Oh my god. And then Mitchell Stevens, Alexei Lipanov, Otto Sampi, Tampa.
Damn.
Like, they're bad to play against right now.
They're stacked.
In 4 years, this team is going to be just... Oh, my.
Yeah. And the thing is, they could probably keep the cap in, too.
Yeah, they definitely can. Hold on, I'm looking down their Syracuse roster right now.
And by then, they'll still have Stamkos on the same contract, Johnson on the same contract. Palat will be, his contract will be ending that year. Chris Kunitz will be off the books with $3 million gone.
Yeah.
Kucherov, they're going to have to re-sign. But then again, Callahan's going to be off the books. Kondra. They're fine.
Who's the Tampa's coach again?
Tampa's coach? Oh.
John Cooper. John Cooper, Tampa Bay's coach.
He is? I always get him confused with Ottawa, right?
What?
I get those two mixed up. Guy Boucher and
yours? Oh, well, it's because
Guy used to coach Tampa. Now he's on Ottawa.
Yeah, that's it. That's
but Guy Boucher is the type of coach to have 1 year of success and then
shit the bed.
Yeah, he's basically the Mike Yao. He's literally Mike Yao.
For sure.
But yeah, I think this is a pretty good first episode.
Yeah,
that was not bad. That was a good discussion.
Thanks for listening to us, guys, the people that listen to us, and we'll see you next time.
If you stayed here the whole time, you're a real G.
You're an OG.
Yeah, how could you stay through all that, like, careless mumbling?
Once this gets edited, it should be okay.
You know, catch you guys later.
Yeah,
peace!
See ya.